Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake, you pig. He didn't want to be called the son of a bitch anymore. I don't know what you want me to say. Final hour. Power Hour. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you. Jake, what is the worst thing that, like, I or someone could say in that spot? Like, the thing that would insult you the most would be what on a family-friendly show?
Pig and or fat slob. That was it. The jolt that just sent down my spine is tough.
Now, pig does not necessarily have to mean like you're fat.
Sure.
Yeah, that's where everyone's brain goes, though, when they hear that.
It's not great.
See, I kind of think pig is more... I think pig is really insulting.
Yeah. Yes. It is very insulting.
Can I tell you guys something? I want this to come across... I really want this to come across the right way. So I really... So my dad, like, God rest his soul. My dad died in 2014. My dad was a gentle man, sincerely. Was like a sweet man, like wouldn't hurt a fly, never got into it with people, like never had a bad word to say about anybody. Was like, that almost makes you wonder, is he ever my real dad? He's a sweet man. I remember, because we used to go into Manhattan when I was, you know, like, I don't know, like 7, 8, 9, whatever, and we would like go to like, we would like pick a couple places we wanted to go eat in like the early 90s. We would go like into the city together, right? Like a dad's father-son trip. And I remember we were driving on the FDR, which is like a highway going like into Manhattan, whatever. And this woman driving next to us on the highway, like throws like three like wrappers out of her car. Like they have just like maybe it was like, I don't remember what it was. I imagine it being like a bag of fast food, not like the actual food, but napkins and a bag.
Yeah, the wrapper,
just threw
them
out. And I remember my dad never ever did stuff like this. Like had his window down and looked at her and yelled and as loud as he could yelled pig at her. And I remember she turned and looked at us and she was like devastated by it. And she. That wasn't that she was fat. It was that she was just so rude. She was a pig.
Yeah. She's slamming down her fast food and also littering, by the way. Like, yeah, what are we doing?
It was more, it was the littering that I think like pissed my dad off in that moment. Called her a pig.
And it should piss anybody off. I'm like very anti-littering. Like, you find a trash can. Or just drive with the trash and then throw it away when you arrive to wherever the hell your destination is. Like, you know what we're doing, man? This is shared space, the highway.
It's like a uniquely American thing, like littering. And it's not an anti. Yes. I love this country. I don't want to move anywhere else. I love it here in America. I would choose to live here if I could live anywhere else. Maybe I'd go to Japan. I like Japan. But like you don't like in Japan, if you litter, like the people, they're gonna fight you. Here, yes. You litter, and it's like, yeah, it's like that. This is like an American thing, littering. Weird.
It's so disgusting. And like moving from the Northwest to Las Vegas now, like it's everywhere. Like people just like throw stuff out there. It's like on the highways, and like, it's super windy, so it starts blowing around whenever it's windy.
Vegas,
like the
Northwest, Vegas is disgusting. Litter, Vegas is gross.
It's actually filthy. It's filthy. Yeah.
And look, filthy. I don't exactly live in Camelot in New York City, so you know,
it's filthy. Wait till, but my neighborhood's wait great. Till, I love it. Got a strict HOA. Gonna, it's been really fun.
I don't think I want to like do a political thing here, even though it's not really a political thing, so I'm not going to do it because you know everyone gets upset.
Oh, wait till the WNBA later this segment.
Oh, when we own the libs?
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm actually saying there's only one lib I would like to own, actually, and it's the communist that might become mayor of New York. I'm okay with every other lib. All of them, except for this lib. This one specific lib is the one that I do not like, and I think he's going to be running my city at some point in the near future.
Less than 2 months, because we'll find out the results.
Like, I'm saying, like lib, conserve, whatever. Like, commie, I'm not great with that. Okay. What was I going to say? I wanted to do like a psychoanalysis of Jake because like Jake's absolutely a former fat kid. If he gets that impacted, right?
Yeah. Jake, are you? Is that confirmed, or are we speculating based on it? Yeah, he treats himself like he is.
Jake, you used to be fat, right?
Yeah, for a couple of years, like I would say, like third, fourth grade. Yeah,
and you got mocked for it.
Actually, no, I got mocked because I was awkward and deeply unsettling as a child.
What made you deeply unsettled? In what ways? Deeply yeah. Unsettling.
I'm just because I was just weird. I was the weird kid, and then
in what
I
way?
Grew like a foot. I don't know. I think that's on the docket to talk about with my therapist tomorrow, but,
so you I think don't it was need, just see, that, like, I'll be your therapist.
Okay.
Yeah. It's free for on YBYB.
I feel like I ask good questions. No.
So far you're crushing it.
Yeah. So like you, like I mean, there's here, family, just, I guarantee this, you have a core memory of when you were a fat pig. Hmm. and someone said something to you or like someone like hit you with a body blow that this an absolute because there'd be no other reason for you to have this like visceral reaction and like working out the way you do. And I feel like you work out like not to be in good shape. You work out not to be fat. Am I right in saying that?
Oh, yeah. I work out of spite, not for health reasons.
So what is the core memory that you have? Like, because I guarantee that you've got some memory in your past that has stung you deeply as it concerns being a fat pig.
Oh, it's from my dad. My dad called me, I think it was the exact terminology, was chunky monkey when I was like 9. That was rough. And then, the nice thing is, though, then I like grew like a foot in like a 9-month span, so that helped, and then I just never went back.
All right. Yeah,
you just need to grow into your body. Yeah, the weight was just ahead of schedule.
I got to tell you something, man. You do need to talk to your therapist.
No, I know. Trust me.
I didn't know that we were going to get like my dad mocked me to the point that I now work out religiously.
Oh, it's fine. Like now it's just that he's old and geriatric. I make fun of him that he can't work out. So it's
what do you say to him?
I say, wow, you're looking real small over there. You sure you should be eating like that?
And what does he say?
He just laughs. He laughs it off. And then I make fun of his torn rotator cuff and his meniscus injury. We have a really great relationship.
I'm not joking when I say this. I believe you. I think that is
Thank
true.
You.
I'm being serious. Jake is the best.
No, okay. I believe you.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't picture Jake as a weird kid because he likes sports. Like I feel like the weird kid usually is like into like kind of like offshoot stuff. Like sports is a very like popular
thing. Okay, so let's do this, Femi. What are some things that you would consider to be offshoots? And then we'll get to the bets in a second. Like, I'll yeah. answer. Like, anime, like Dungeons like and Dragons. Yeah. like that dude. Come on, man.
I'm just saying, like that's what it was, though. Like, we're keeping it a buck. Like, that's what it was.
So you
back
think
in the day.
So? Is Mike Brown weird? Like, Mike Brown, like, loves, like,
I'm not
Dragon Ball
not
Z
saying,
and like.
I'm not saying he's weird. I'm saying, but that's what the perception usually is of kids when they say, "Oh, that kid's weird." That's usually what it was. Is that what they were interested in? Stuff that most people weren't interested in. It was like kind of like deep cut stuff.
What's the nerdiest thing?
I mean, I'm also saying this as somebody who loved Pokemon, which I guess is not nerdy since that was like an absolute frenzy in the 90s. But like,
yeah, it's a little weird.
I mean, it's.
Who's your favorite Pokemon?
Oh, I was a big like Charizard guy, like the Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard. Like that's like the one, just because I had the Charizard like holographic card. Like that was like, I traded like sports cards for that one when I was like 8 years old.
Great, I like Jigglypuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True
North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jake, hit the college football music, please. All right, Femi, we got a couple games tonight in college football, then we'll get to tomorrow's slate. Tulsa, Oklahoma State, mm-hmm. Iowa, Rutgers is the big one. I'll have a bet in that game. What do you like for tonight, if anything, in college football?
Nothing for me. I'll just be watching. Actually, I'm not going to watch these games because I'm not going to bet them. So we'll see. I wish you the best of luck if you're going to dive into this one, but I'll have more of bets on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm gonna bet Rutgers. I thought more about this, and I actually heard the end of your hour, Femi, when you guys were talking about mm-hmm. this game, and Tyler said he thinks that this is going to be a shootout.
Gronowski.
What's his name?
Gronowski? Is Mark Gronowski?
Yeah, it should be Rob. It might as well be Rob Gronkowski. I'll take Rutgers plus the points. Rutgers on the money line tonight, Friday night against Iowa. All right, Femi, huge college football slate on Saturday. Mike, toss up the slate mm-hmm. with the best games on it. Oklahoma, Auburn is awesome. We got Illinois at Indiana, Tech in Utah is the noon game. A huge Florida and Miami, a great college football slate. Mike Brown painstakingly put it together. Mike, take it off the screen, please. Femi, what do you like in college football tomorrow?
I like Texas Tech plus the 3.5. I'm just into this team. I want to play them with extreme outcomes as well, so I'm also betting some money line. I just love the fact that they invested so much in the trenches and completely overhauled their roster. I think this is an example of what you can do in 2025 in college football, so I'm going to continue to lean on that. I think they win the Big 12, and it starts tomorrow in Salt Lake City. I'm also going to back Dylan Raiola, Matt Rhule, year 3 in Nebraska, plus 2.5 with the Cornhuskers against Michigan. I also play that on the money line as well at plus 115. I just don't trust Bryce Underwood in that kind of raucous environment. That place is going to be fired up, a tough place to play when they believe in their Cornhuskers. They believe this year. I'll also lay the 7.5 with Miami. There might be some sevens out there, so make sure you shop around. But if there's a 7, lay that. The 7.5 is the best number, lay that. I think Miami is like probably like the 1 or 2 or 3 best teams in the country. they're in the top three for sure. They're really, really good. Florida, like, they're not a good team. Lagway, get him out of here. Until he starts to prove to be like the guy that he was hyped up to be, I will look to fade him. And then also a couple other bets that are not marquee. Give me Ole Miss at 11 or better. I don't care that the quarterback is out in Austin Simmons. That's more about the system than it is the actual player. I think Lane gets it done against a team that has inferior talent. And then finally, a game that's near and dear to my heart, the Apple Cup, which it still feels weird that it's played in September as opposed to on Black Friday. But give me Washington State plus the 19.5. This is their Super Bowl. They got blown out by North Texas last week. This is the only game that they care about on the schedule. I think they cover and keep it competitive on the Palouse.
I feel like you have a great read on this because it's like it's from your home area. Should I be betting? Well, I know nothing about it. Should I bet Washington State?
I would never bet Washington. I'll put it that way. Either bet the Cougs or don't bet the game. I'm not laying.
Well, I did live in South Florida. I love me a good Coug. Okay. I'm not joking. All right. College football bets from your truly for this weekend. So I liked, and I said this earlier in the week, that I liked both Indiana and Utah. Both those spreads have been blasted, right? So Utah was 2.5. Now it's 3.5, right? And that's the that's the number that Femi wants to bet with Texas Tech. So here's what I want to do, right? Because I don't want to like give out, like, I don't love these numbers now. A Utah, Indiana, because I have them straight up, but like now, a two-team money line parlay of Utah and Indiana pays plus 120. So that's what I would. Indiana, Utah, two-team money line parlay. Utah to win against Texas Tech. Indiana to beat Illinois. Elsewhere, the sevens popped. They were around earlier today. We're down to 6.5 again. 7 is the number that I want to get. However, if it never pops, I would still take 6.5. I like Auburn on the road at Oklahoma. I know John Mateer has been great this season. Mm-hmm. I think Hugh Freeze is a better college football head coach than Brent Venables. And I think Auburn's awesome. I like Auburn. I bet 7 earlier today. It was around like the entire morning into the afternoon. We're down to 6.5. Maybe it goes back up to 7. 7's the number I would like to get with Auburn. The number is moving towards Femi in the Michigan-Nebraska game. So Michigan was 2.5 like yesterday. Now the spread is 1.5. Michigan minus 1.5, which allows me just to play a cheap money line price on the Wolverines. Michigan money line minus 125 or whatever the best price is. I'll take Bryce Underwood and Michigan to win on the road at Nebraska. I love me some Sawyer Robertson. I think he's going to be an NFL quarterback. I'll lay the 2.5 with Baylor against Arizona State. Baylor money line's not a bad shot either. I think Baylor will win and cover. And finally, we'll be Oppo Taco on this one, Femi. I'm going to take the points with an interesting betting movement in this game. Miami got bet all the way out to 9.5 earlier this afternoon, and then more buyback on Florida down to 7.5. So my handicap for this game is simple. I think LSU is better than Miami. People can disagree.
Okay.
I think LSU is better than Miami. DJ Lagway threw 5 picks last week, and Florida only lost by 10 at LSU. The number 7.5, maybe Lagway throws 5 picks again. I think it's unlikely. I'll take the points with the Florida Gators this week, and I'm going to say it. Upset alert in Coral Gables.
Wow.
Upset alert.
I'm Sunbelt Billy, DJ Lagway, getting it done.
You've been watching college football for a long time.
Have you
ever seen Mario Cristobal blow a game like this?
Unfortunately, I have.
All right. On the other side, Tyler Morales' college football prophecy looks to go 3-0, and all our bets in the National Football League.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.